Hey, Kyle here with WinTheHouseYouLove.com. There's a new conventional loan where you can buy a 2-4 unit multifamily home with only 5% down. I'm going to explain everything about how this works. So this is starting on November 18th of 2023. And this is a great way for you to build equity in a home by purchasing a multifamily with really a super low down payment compared to what it used to be. And also to help you be able to get into purchasing a multifamily home with a smaller monthly payment because you can have a tenant helping you with your monthly payment. So again, this is 2-4 units. If you're buying a one unit home, a single family home with a conventional loan, you're usually looking at putting 3% down on a conventional loan. Now the rules, what they used to be is that if you're looking at buying a 2-unit home with a conventional loan, you needed to put 15% as a down payment. If you're looking at 3-4 units, you needed to do 25% down. Now this new rule that's happening on the 18th of November is now letting you do 5% down for a multifamily home, 2-4 units. Now what used to happen when these previous rules were in place is a lot of people, they wanted to buy a multifamily home, live in one unit and rent out the others, but they didn't have the money to do 15 to 25% down on that home. So the only other option was to go with an FHA loan that was 3.5% down. And now conventional is kind of catching up a little bit and saying you can do 5% down on a 2-4 unit home as long as you're living in one of the units. So let's run through some quick guidelines here. This follows conventional loan rules. This is a conventional loan. Okay. So for example, you know, the minimum credit score is going to be a 620. However, if you have a 620, it's probably going to be difficult to get approved for this loan. You likely want to have closer to a 700 and higher for the best chances of getting approved for this loan. Now, there are loan limits on here as well, and it doesn't allow high balance loans. So if we first take a look here over at the loan limit map, you can see a map of the US and then what the loan limits are. So for most of the US, everywhere in this gray, the loan limit is $726,200. Okay, now that's on a 1-unit home. You can see everywhere in here that's orange and yellow, those are high balance loans. So that means basically the loan limit got raised in those counties. And so on this program with a 2-4 unit home with 5% down, you can only have the maximum loan limit. You can't go into these high balance loans. You can still get a loan in these areas that's 5% down. It just can't exceed the high balance limit. And we can help you figure that out. So don't feel like you have to, you know exactly what that number is offhand. So with these loan limits, it depends based on the amount of units that you're looking at. So if you're looking at a 2-unit home, the loan limit is just under $930,000. For 3 units, you're looking at about $1.1 million as a loan limit. And then for 4 units, you're looking at just under $1.4 million as the loan limit. So this is going to cover pretty large size homes. And keep in mind too, this is just the loan limit, not the purchase price limit. So what you can do, just for some quick math, is you can always just pull up in a calculator and put in, you know, what the loan limit is. So let's say $929,850, okay? Now divide that by 0.95 because we're doing 5% down. So we take the opposite of that, and that would give you the max purchase price. So if we're looking at a 2-unit home, the maximum purchase price would be $978,789. And then we do 5% down to meet the loan limit. Now, something to keep in mind as well is, you know, I'm recording this in the beginning of October. Usually around the end of November is when we see new loan limits released. And every year, these tend to keep going up. So it's very likely at the end of November, these loan limits are going to be higher. And you can check that with the loan limit lookup link that I'll have in the description as well. Okay. Now, keep in mind, this is only for primary residences. You cannot use this as an investment property, but I'll tell you about how house hacking works, where we kind of leverage a primary residence like an investment property. Okay, so you do have to live in this home to be able to get 5% down here. Okay, now you can sell at any time you want. You can buy the home and then 3 months later, if you're like, I want to sell it, perfectly fine. There's no problem with that at all. However, what a lot of people want to do with multifamilies is they want to live in one unit, and then eventually they want to move out and then rent that unit that they were living in. So to do that, you need to live in the home for at least a year before you rent out your unit. So let's say you bought a triplex, it's 3 units, you live in one and you rent out the other 2. If you live in that 1 unit for at least a year, you can then move out, rent the unit that you had. So now you have three units that you're renting, and then you can go purchase another primary residence. If you want to move out and still keep the home at that time, within a year, you have to refinance into an investment loan with a higher down payment. So it's something to keep in mind. You do have to be in there for 1 year. Okay. Now, if you want to move forward with this program or you want to get pre-qualified for this program, our team works in all 50 states. We can help you with all different types of loans. And we'd love to help you with a free consultation call. You can go to winthehouseyoulove.com. And all you have to do to schedule a pre-qualification call is just go here and click that you want to get pre-qualified. We'll just ask a couple of quick questions about when you're looking to buy and what your credit score is. And then from there, what you can do is schedule a call with us. And this way, we don't have to play phone tag back and forth. It's really easy for you to go ahead and pick a date and time that works for you. And we'd love to help you with looking at a loan like this or any other type of loan. Okay, so now let's jump into house hacking. House hacking is something that you may have heard of. And basically what we're doing here is we're trying to leverage a primary residence loan like an investment property. Okay, so we're taking advantage of the rules that exist. So this is perfectly legal, perfectly ethical, a way to use a primary residence loan to help you build some wealth. Okay, so this is something that we would do on a 2-4 unit home. And what we do is you live in one unit as a primary residence and you rent out the other units to help pay down your mortgage. Now, keep in mind here that you are responsible for the entire mortgage amount. You have to qualify for the entire mortgage amount on your own. Okay, so if a mortgage is, let's say, going to be $3,000 per month, and let's say you have tenants helping you with that rent and it takes it down by $1,500 per month, you need to expect in your budget that you're going to be comfortable with paying that full mortgage if those tenants, or if you don't have tenants, if there's vacancies, if they move out or whatever happens, you're the one responsible for that mortgage payment. So do keep that in mind. You need to make sure that you're actually comfortable being able to afford that payment. Because if you aren't able to find renters for some reason, then you're still responsible for that full mortgage payment and making that. Okay. So you can sell again at any time you'd like, but you do have to live in there for 1 year before you move out and rent out your unit. Now, what a lot of people used to do with house hacking is they would use FHA loans because FHA allows you to do 3.5% down on a 2-4 unit home. However, with FHA, you have an upfront mortgage insurance cost that you have to pay. And then you also have monthly mortgage insurance that doesn't ever go away if you're doing 3.5% down. Also, conventional loans are a lot more attractive to sellers, especially when you're looking at a 2-4 unit home. It's going to be really competitive. There's probably going to be investors who want that home and other people who are going to try to house hack as well. So making sure that you have a conventional loan is going to help your offer stand out more than an FHA loan will to a potential seller. Now, let's run through an example here. So this is a home that I found listed for sale. That's a duplex, so it's two units. It was listed for just under $530,000 in Cincinnati, okay? So let's run through the monthly payment over here. The monthly payment total would be just over $5,000 per month. And I'm running this at an example of 8.5% here. This is just an educational example here. This is not an offer. Okay, so if we looked here, principal and interest payment, mortgage insurance would be here as well. And that's going to be on there until you have 20% equity in your home. You have taxes and homeowners insurance as well, leading to that total payment. Now, when you're looking at getting qualified for a home like this, you would need to qualify for this payment here. And you'd also need to make sure that you're comfortable with that. What happens if you aren't able to have a tenant for some reason? Maybe there's repairs that need to happen or someone just stops paying. You're the one responsible for that full monthly payment. Okay. Now, if we look through how much upfront money would this cost? With 5% down, that'd be just over $26,000. Now, if we compare that to before this rule got changed, the minimum down for a duplex on a conventional loan was 15%. That would be $79,485, okay? A lot more than $26,000. So it makes it a lot more accessible if you don't have, you know, as much funds needed for 15% down. So then with closing costs, I'm estimating those around $10,000, giving us an upfront cost around $37,000 to purchase a duplex just like this. So again, we would live in one side or one part of the home, and then we would have a tenant who's paying rent on the other side of the home. So if we look through an example here of what this could look like, We might be able to charge, I looked around this market. The market rent around here was looking close to around $2,250 per month. So if we take what your mortgage payment is minus that amount, that difference is $2,758 per month. Okay. So please hear me very clearly here. You are responsible for the full $5,000. Okay. You're the one responsible for the mortgage payment. In no way is this guaranteed what the payment, your net payment is going to be. This is just an example of what this could look like. You might be able to charge more for rent. You might be able to charge less for rent. You might not be able to rent out the unit. And that's a risk that you have to assume if you are looking at a multifamily home, that it may take time for you to find a tenant who's going to be able to pay and want to live in the multifamily home that you have. Okay. You're the one ultimately responsible for the payment. This is the bill that's going to come to you. All right. So let's take, say, for example, let's take with this example here. Let's assume this is the mortgage payment and this is the rent that we could charge. Now, what some people will do is they'll use the tenant's rental payment to help them lower their monthly cost for owning this home. That's perfectly fine. It's what most people do. However, if you have the funds to be able to pay this full mortgage payment here, and then also if you applied the tenant's income or the tenant's rental income to the mortgage principal, you'd be able to pay down your home extremely quickly. So I put this together in a software, my loan comparison software, which is in the description if you want to check that out. So when I did this example, what would happen is you would pay off this home in about 11 years. So if you applied the rental income that you had directly to the principal of the mortgage, your home would be paid off in 11 years compared to the full 30 years of the loan. Okay. Over 15 years, you would save $360,000 compared to if you didn't apply that rental income to the mortgage. And then over 30 years, you'd save just over $660,000 by using this strategy to have the tenant pay down the mortgage principal instead of it just helping you with that monthly cost. However, not everybody's in that position where they're able to cover the full mortgage on a multifamily. Most people use house hacking to help them have a lower payment or to help lower their monthly costs on that as well. And do keep in mind that when you do have a duplex or, you know, 2 to 4 unit home, you're also responsible for the maintenance costs there as well. So if the tenant damages something, you're the one who has to pay for it. All utilities and bills, you're going to pay for that and then negotiate for what the tenant is going to pay as well. Okay. If there's any repairs that need to be done, you're the one responsible for that. So you want to make sure that you have a comfortable nest egg set aside of money in case any repairs come up. And then also you're saving monthly for any maintenance costs that could come up in the future as well. All right. So some potential roadblocks you want to be aware of. Number one is living next to your tenants could be maybe not the most ideal thing in the world. In some ways, it could be really nice to live next to your tenants. However, if that relationship does become strained, it could be maybe a little less favorable to live next to your tenants. It's just something to keep in mind there. Okay. Also, again, like I talked about, you still have maintenance expenses. Not only are you responsible for the maintenance of your unit, but also the maintenance of the other unit as well. And so if something breaks, if something happens, you're the one who's covering those expenses, all right? Also, you need to keep in mind vacancies. It's very possible that it might take you some time to find a tenant to want to move in and pay rent for the unit that you have or the multiple units that you have, and you need to be prepared for it. And that's why I'm stressing so much about this payment. Don't just look at what the potential net payment could be after you have rental income. You need to make sure that you're comfortable with the mortgage payment as a worst case scenario, all right? Also, you're going to experience high competition from investors. 2 to 4 unit homes, multifamily homes are really competitive. A lot of people want them because of the potential income that you could see from these homes. And so you're going to be facing up against investors and other people who want a house hack. Also, expect higher rates as well. These loans are riskier, and especially with you putting less money down, you're going to be seeing higher rates than a standard conventional loan on a single family home. Again, our mortgage company works in all 50 states. We'd love to be able to help you get pre-qualified for this program or any other type of conventional FHA, VA, or USDA loan. We also have programs for self-employed people where we don't even have to look at tax returns. We can look at bank statement deposits to help you get pre-qualified. So we do a free consultation call at winthehouseyoulove.com, and we would love to help you. Now, if you're in this spot where you're saying, hey, I'm looking at buying a home soon, but I don't know exactly where to begin, I have a full guide that covers my 3-month plan to get ready to purchase a home that you can watch right over here.